This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back. It is the final segment of the show. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Jeff Sandu
and Audrey Raj.
We've got some wonderful content for you now.
Yeah. Last week, you may have heard our My Merdeka series. So we featured entrepreneurs on the 26th of August all the way up to the 30th of August as part of our, you know, Merdeka celebration. So it is, I think, like the first time this year we did like a series like this and it's all packaged in together. So we featured the first episode, we featured Sasibai Kimis of Earth Hair. And Rich, you spoke to her.
I did.
And she apparently said that, you know, it's one of the best interviews she's ever did.
Her most favouritest ever.
Oh, wow. Favouritist.
Favouritist, yeah. Wow. She did say that. Yeah.
So we've got a clip here, which I think, you know, would really want make you listen to the whole interview. So have a listen to this.
One of the things that I'm really proud of being Malaysian is that we are a nation of immigrants, as much as we don't like to talk about it, but we are. My grandfather came from India in the early 1900s. My father was born here. I was born here. So I always grew up with this sense of, you know, am I Malaysian first or am I Indian first?
Now, during the interview, when you hear something like that, you kind of sat there and you're like, I want to ask so many questions, but I also want to let her talk, you know? And it was one of those interviews where I asked a couple of questions, let her kind of do her own thing. And I'm guessing like a couple of years ago, there are parts of that interview that we would have chopped out.
Yeah, we couldn't have edited. Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons, yeah.
And then we had Jiman Casablancas and Afiq Iskandar from Tariq Jeans, and they talked about how they made their jeans a local streetwear icon.
We actually see, you know, the your nelayans, your fishermen in the East Coast, and then your post laju boys, your waiters who work in a tom yum shop, actually wearing jeans and actually, you know, rocking them to their own style and everything. You know, it's about adapting and it's about taking that piece of history and making it ours. Yeah.
They also talked about their tagline, denim untuk rakyat.
Yeah,
cool one. This,
A ruling of a country, how a country runs, should be for the people.
Hence our tagline, denim untuk rakyat.
Denim untuk rakyat.
Which is denim for the people. Because you could be, you know, halfway across the globe, but still be Malaysian at heart and still wants to wear a local brand.
Amen.
They really made Tariq jeans.
Oh, they thought about it.
A local flavor, right? It's so clever. And in this next clip, they talked about, you know, denim in the Malaysian context.
Our relationship with denims as a country, when it first came, Mat Rock and all that, we put it into context so that Malaysians can appreciate denim in a Malaysian context. Why do you have to dress up like a 1950s American miner? Because you love denim. That's what we are trying to work on, you know? What's our take? What's our cultural take on it?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. I love it.
And then, Audrey, you spoke to Rubaneswaran from KCOM Group.
Yeah. So, I mean, I met this guy when I was just 19 and we were introduced by mutual friends. And I remember him being like the completely straight engineering student with the side parting, skinny little boy, you know, who was shy to talk to girls, but a romantic. And today, now that I know his story and how he's grown over the years, you know, he is the CEO of KCOM Group, and they are training the workforce of the future, and they are providing the framework for IR 4.0. And he talks about how his Merdeka moment came when he obtained financial freedom for his company. But this is what he had to say about what it took to, you know, get his company from the brink of closing down to where it is today.
No, I didn't have a solution. I'm a kind of guy, and I will build a plane while jumping down a cliff. I mean, honestly speaking, I mean, you could draw a solution now, it might not be applicable the next day, you see? So I'm a kind of guy who knows this is the result that you need to achieve. Getting there, you build, plan, fail, rebuild, plan, fail. Yeah, you keep doing it. I didn't have a solid plan per se, but I knew where I want to go, which was good enough for me.
He nearly went into, like, you know, closed shop, basically,
Yeah, they were going to close shop, and then he just suddenly put his hand up and volunteered and said, you know what, I'm going to take over the business with no entrepreneurship experience. And he was a really bad salesman, but, you know, he just, like he said, you know, he kind of planned, built, and then he failed and kept doing that until he achieved his Merdeka moment.
It's about having that drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the entrepreneurship spirit. So then we had Ian Yee of Rage and the great work that they do in the field of journalism.
You know, you see how the orang asli are suffering from these diseases that we uncovered in that first documentary. We speak to victims of child sexual crimes. That drives us on. I've spoken to victims of human trafficking, and it really affects us. The only way you can react is to say, is to do something about it.
I saw these guys, Ian, in fact, do a speech over at TEDx.
TEDx, yeah.
Last year, I think it was. And it was one of the most interesting sets that I'd seen at that TEDx. It was brilliant. And it really, really opened my eyes to how much hard work goes into the work that these guys do. Telling the stories that they do, you know, salute these guys for sure.
So in this next clip, he talks about the support that they kind of need from just us Malaysians, right? Because the work that they do is just absolutely mind-blowing.
If Malaysians can rally around us, you know, it would be great. We really want to do more good work. And I think every news organization across the country will say the same. And it's so easy to attack journalists. It's so easy to call out mistakes. But it's very rare that you see any positive mention of, you know, the work that they do. This is the other side of the story that Malaysians should hear.
Mm. Yeah, so true. Just, you know, go on and check out Rage. I think, you know, they've done so many documentaries, so many interesting stories that may not have been picked up by, you know, the big mainstream medias and stuff. But the way that they do and the voices that they bring out is absolutely fascinating. Then wrapping up the series on the 30th of August, we had a panel of entrepreneurs that spent their previous lives in the corporate world. So we had Baiza Bain of Ficus Venture Capital. We had Hital Gandhi of Bookie Boo. I love the name Bookie Boo. And then we've got Cindy Wong of Rimba Hills.
The way I look at it as an analogy is like you've got this ship in the sea, and there every day is a new wind, problem, yeah. A new wind, a new storm. You know, okay. And sometimes they're the calm days and the dolphins. So
right,
yeah.
The calm days in the dolphins.
You know, that's the entrepreneur's dream, I guess. You know, they hope that coming out from the, you know, the gruesome corporate world, and then they find their freedom and their peace in the entrepreneurship space. But it's challenging still, right? So they talk about the dreams that they wish to have with their startups.
I tell you what, sorry.
And the best part about this series is you can really just see, you know, all the people that we spoke to, they're all entrepreneurs, and just to see what their different Merdeka moments were, the ups and downs, and what was important to them, and how it all, you know, kind of like comes together when you talk about being Malaysian, you know, and having that spirit, the entrepreneurship spirit or the Malaysian spirit. It really just gives me goosebumps just listening to these clips, because it was so rewarding actually working on these pieces and working together to put these voices out there.
So we made it super easy for you all to search up or any of these interviews. If you just go on to any of your podcast's favorite podcasting platform, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, whether it's the BFM app or the website, just search My Merdeka. You'll find a episode and you'll find all episodes. Mm. So it's very easy. If you find episode 1, you'll find all 5 of them. If you find episode 5, you'll find all the rest 4 of them. So it's super easy. My Merdeka, that's all you need to do.
That's pretty much all the time we have for today's show, folks. But don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. We will have the Breakfast School replay coming up after the news in just a couple of minutes. The name Inmarsat entered the consciousness of the Malaysian public and the rest of the world in the wake of the MH370 tragedy. The Breakfast School spoke with their global government president, Todd McDonnell, on the advancements in global flight tracking technology, as well as the future of satellite service providers like Inmarsat in the face of the 5G revolution. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Audrey Raj, this has been Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.